Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a highway slicing through a World Heritage Sanctuary, where every vehicle becomes a potential threat to some of the planet's most iconic creatures. That very scenario is being transformed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, flanked by Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, laid the foundation stone for the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor on the 19th of January. The corridor will rise above National Highway 705, the stretch that once cut through Kaziranga National Park and Tiger Reserve. By lifting the road, wildlife such as the one-horned rhinoceros, mighty elephants and elusive tigers will be able to cross without the risk of being struck, especially during the monsoon floods when rising Brahmaputra waters force animals southward across the tarmac. The ceremony opened with the traditional Bagurumba Wehao, the auspicious Bodo tribal welcome, underscoring the cultural sensitivity of the project. Remember this number: Kaziranga harbors roughly 2,613 one-horned rhinos as per the 2022 census, which is about 70% of the global population. The park, a UNESCO World Heritage Site since 1985 and a tiger reserve since 2006, also shelters the big five of Indian wildlife: rhinos, elephants, tigers, wild water buffalo and swamp deer, also known as Barsingha. The highway, formerly NH-37, now NH-715, runs along the southern boundary of the park. For your prelims, lock in Kaziranga's location, its UNESCO inscription year and the fact that it houses the Big Five. For mains, think about linear infrastructure intersecting wildlife corridors, the challenges of habitat fragmentation and the balance between development and biodiversity conservation. Shifting from the forest floor to the sediment layers of a lake, scientists from the Birbal Sahni Institute of Paleosciences in Lucknow, together with collaborators, have unveiled a 400-500-year climate reconstruction from Kondagai Lake in Shivganga district, Tamil Nadu. By analyzing pollen, sediment geochemistry and radiocarbon dates, they identified multicentennial wet and dry phases of the South Indian monsoon. Most striking is the evidence of a prolonged drought that aligns with the 4.2-kiloyear event, a global megadrought dated between 2200 and 1900 BCE, which many scholars link to the decline of the Indus Valley civilization. The study also recorded several periods of intensified southwest monsoon during the Common Era, offering valuable analogues for modeling future monsoon behavior under climate change. Note this carefully: Kondagai Lake lies in the rainshadow of the Eastern Ghats, making it a sensitive recorder of past precipitation. The 4.2-ka event is a favorite prelims fact, as is the role of paleoclimate proxies such as pollen, diatoms and oxygen isotopes. For mains, you can connect monsoon variability to ancient civilizations and to contemporary climate change challenges. Turning to the world of social security, the Joint Social Security Registration and Enrollment of Employees, or SPRE, campaign run by the Employees State Insurance Corporation and the Employees Provident Fund Organization has crossed a milestone: 1.03 crore new worker enrollments as of today. The campaign, launched to bring unregistered workers and establishments into the formal social security net, offered a limited-time waiver on penalty damages for employers who voluntarily registered eligible workers. Remember the thresholds, ESIC, governed by the Employee State Insurance Act of 1948, applies to establishments with 10 or more workers in scheduled industries, while EPFO, under the Employees Provident Fund and Miscellaneous Provisions Act of 1952, covers establishments with 20 or more workers. Contributions stand at 3.25% from the employer and 0.75% from the employee for ESIC, and 12% each from employer and employee for EPFO. The SPRE incentive waives penalties under Section 14B of the EPF Act and Section 85 of the ESI Act. For prelims, Memorize the act years and contribution percentages. For mains, explore the challenges of informal sector formalization, labor code consolidation, and social security coverage. In the arena of geopolitics, India has chosen to sit out the Will for Peace 2026 naval exercise, a multilateral drill proposed under the BRICS framework and slated for South African waters. The exercise, championed by Russia and supported by China, was set to showcase a joint maritime posture. India's abstention reflects its long-standing doctrine of strategic autonomy, a refusal to join military alliances or blockline exercises. Recall that the original BRICS members, Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa, formalized their grouping in 2009, and from January 2024 the bloc expanded to a BRICS Plus with Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran and the United Arab Emirates, while Saudi Arabia is yet to join formally. India continues to engage in bilateral and quadrilateral exercises such as Malabar with the United States, Japan and Australia, Vajra Prahar with the United States, and Shakti with France. The Quad, comprising India, the United States, Japan and Australia, remains a strategic grouping without a mutual defense clause. For prelims, keep in mind BRICS Plus membership and India's founding role in the non-aligned movement of 1961. For mains, discuss India's strategic autonomy, its balancing act between Russia, China and other partners, and the implications of abstaining from a blockline naval drill. The Supreme Court today heard arguments in the Harish Rana case, revisiting the implementation of its 2018 landmark judgment in Common Cause versus Union of India. That judgment recognized passive euthanasia and the right to die with dignity under Article 21 of the Constitution. The court is now examining whether the procedural requirements to medical boards and a judicial magistrate's counter-signature are too cumbersome and need simplification. To clarify, passive euthanasia involves the withdrawal or withholding of life-sustaining treatment for terminally ill patients and is legal in India, whereas active euthanasia, the administration of a lethal substance, remains illegal. An advance directive, or living will, is a written document by a competent adult stating their wishes regarding life-sustaining treatment should they become incapacitated. Remember this for prelims. Article 21 provides the constitutional basis. The Common Cause case was decided in 2018, and the current procedural hurdle involves two doctor boards and a magistrate. For mains, you can explore the right to die with dignity, the ethics of euthanasia, and the role of judicial activism in personal liberty. China's National Bureau of Statistics reported a historic demographic shift. The population fell by 3.39 million in 2025, bringing the total to 1.408 billion, the steepest decline since modern records began. The birth rate slipped to a record low of 6.8 per 1,000, and the fertility rate hovered around 1.0, well below the replacement level of 2.1. This follows earlier declines, 850,000 in 2022, 2.08 million in 2023 and 1.39 million in 2024, marking the first sustained downward trend since 1961. The demographic squeeze reflects the legacy of the one-child policy 1980-015, the subsequent two-child policy in 2016 and the three-child policy introduced in 2021, as well as the looming 421 problem, where one working-age adult must support two parents and four grandparents. In contrast, India, which overtook China as the world's most populous nation in April 2023 with approximately 1.43 billion people, enjoys a median age of about 29 years compared to China's 39, and a total fertility rate near 2.0, close to replacement. For prelims, note the 2025 population figure, the record low birth rate, and the timeline of China's family planning policies. For mains, discuss the demographic dividend versus burden, aging populations and the strategic implications of India's younger demographic profile. In the power sector, India's distribution utilities have posted a collective net profit of 2,701 crore rupees for the fiscal year 2024-25, the first time the sector has been profitable since liberalization. This turnaround stems from debt restructuring under the Ujjwal Discom Assurance Yojana, launched in 2015, and operational improvements under the revamped distribution sector scheme of 2021. Which allocated 3,03,758 crore rupees for smart prepaid meters, feeder separation and infrastructure upgrades. Aggregate technical and commercial losses, which capture transmission, distribution and collection inefficiencies, fell to 15.4% nationally in FY25, down from over 22% a decade ago, though still above the global benchmark of 810%. The Central Electricity Authority publishes these data under the Ministry of Power. Remember this key figure, AT&C losses now stand at 15.4%. For prelims, keep the acronyms UDAY and RDSS, the AT&C loss percentage and the CES role straight. For mains, you can analyze power sector reforms, DISCOM financial health and the broader challenge of ensuring reliable, affordable electricity. Now let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Kaziranga National Park lies on the Brahmaputra floodplain in Golaghat and Biswanath districts of Assam, earned UNESCO World Heritage status in 1985, became a tiger reserve in 2006 and a national park in 1974, and hosts about 2,613 one-horned rhinos, roughly 70% of the world's total. The big five here are the rhino, elephant, tiger, wild water buffalo and swamp deer, and the highway cutting across is NH-715. The Kondagai Lake Study, conducted by BSIP under the Department of Science and Technology, spans 4,500 years, uses sediment cores for pollen, geochemistry and radiocarbon dating, and highlights the 4.2 kilo-year megadrought link to the decline of the Indus Valley Civilization. ESIC, governed by the ESI Act of 1948, applies to establishments with 10 or more workers and contributes 3.25% from the employer and 0.75% from the employee for medical benefits, EPFO, under the EPF Act of 1952, covers establishments with 20 or more workers, with a 12% contribution each from employer and employee for provident fund and pension. The Spree campaign waived penalties under Section 14B of the EPF Act and Section 85 of the ESI Act. China's 2025 population stands at 1.408 billion after a 3.39 million decline, with a birth rate of 6.8 per 1,000 and a fertility rate of about 1.0. India,